Rio said that guys' heads are spinning and they put about 75% of their base defense in. How were you guys on offense? Similar?
We're close to the same. We're on the same schedule. We kind of work together as far as what's going in personnel-wise, formations, and kind of some of our specialty plays. So we're about the same track, and our younger guys, for the most part, they're spinning a little bit. Our older guys do a better job of handling everything.
What have you liked about Emmanuel Sanders so far? What have you learned about maybe the versatility that he gives you?
Well, when you watch him on film from when he was at Pittsburgh, you just see that quickness off the line, the vertical speed, his ability to separate down the field. We've seen basically all that same stuff we saw, so he hadn't lost any of that within the last year or the last 4 months or whatever it's been. And it's just, you know, it's a different kind of dimension for us. You know, I think we got a group of guys. Every guy brings a little different element to our passing game, and not saying what we had before wasn't any good, but it's just a little different element for us.
Yeah, since there's, I mean, you signed him right after Eric obviously left, so there's kind of this, it would be an easy connection to say he's replacing Eric Decker, but what can he do maybe differently, or does he give you guys different options that maybe you didn't have?
Well, they're different body types, and Eric had his way of finding ways to get open and catching the ball and making plays down the field and making big plays underneath and creating, and Emmanuel can do the same thing. It's just, it's going to be in a different way, and they're two different styles of players, but they both do their job at the end of the day is get open and catch the ball, and they both can do that.
Adam, you were talking about the vertical speed of Emmanuel with DT being able to get down the field. Does that give Wes some more options, at least more of an advantage perhaps?
Well, most of the time we try to use him to his strengths, which everybody kind of knows what they are as far as working underneath from the time that he came from New England to here. And we try to make sure we just keep using him to his strengths. And when guys can get down the field and create those three levels, whether it's DT on a post, Emmanuel on an in, and Wes underneath, we'll just keep trying to find ways to mix it up. And so defenses, you know, they're still guessing on who's doing what.
Adam, in your discussions upstairs and everything, do you find it difficult or a challenge this time of year that in your search to try to get better, you don't mess up a good thing?
Yeah, you're always looking for some wrinkles to make sure that we stay like current with what's going on in the NFL. The hardest thing is all your games are on tape. So for us, it's 19 regular season games, and teams will look at that, and they got a lot of time to prepare for us, and you got to make sure you got a couple different things to where you can keep them a little off balance.
How tough is that to build that, to make those changes and anticipate the changes that the other defenses will be making for the defense that you're watching?
Well, you're guessing a little bit. You're hoping that what you're doing, you do enough research to know that you're going to be right. It's an experimental. With our defense right now, we're going to run some things out here that are going to look bad and we're going to have to take out. But that's the fun part of the offseason. It's the fun part of training camp, to be able to try some new things and just see how our defense will handle them. And if it turns out to be good, that's when you get excited and you know you can carry it over to the season.
Did you see things differently on how the league tried to adjust to these high-speed offenses, yours, the Eagles, as the season went on? And do you think the league will catch up, as you're saying, or is it just because of the space involved that there's always going to be mismatches you can exploit?
Well, the defensive coaches in the NFL are very, very good, and they are quick to adjust to everything you do on offense. That's why you try to stay one step ahead. The problem is, I mean, they'll catch up quick, and you just got to try to, what's the next thing that you can do to keep them off balance? And that's what you're constantly trying to do. They'll always have ways to stay up to what you're trying to do.
Is going faster part of that? Can you go any faster than you, the tempo, I mean, tempo-wise? Was that red line last year in terms of tempo?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out next season.
Adam, you're talking about experimenting, throwing something against the wall, see if it works against the defense out here. You ever come out here with something that's like, oh, come on, but you tried it anyway and it turned out all right?
It's probably been more has not turned out okay, with a lot of guys rolling their eyes in meetings and whatnot, but it's worth trying. If we see something that we think might be able to work, we're going to try it. And then if it doesn't work, then you just got to kind of bite the bullet in the meeting and just be like, that's my bad, and we'll move on.
I was going to say, did they turn around and go, told you so?
Oh, yeah. With our group of guys between Welker's the worst. You don't want to be wrong with Welker.
Coach, no Sean Moreno caught 60 passes last year. Do you have faith that Monte can be a similar type of receiving threat?
I think the whole group of running backs, I feel real confident with the way they catch the ball. Monte's proven to me over last year and so far this year that his hands have gotten much better than what they were, at least what we felt coming out of college. Obviously, Ronnie's shown that he's been able to catch the ball well. CJ does a good job. And then those, you know, our undrafted free agent, you know, group, those guys have done a great job of catching the ball. So I think that whole group, we feel very confident as far as receiving in the passing game.
How much does it help that you have a veteran like Wes who augments and helps what the coaches do by providing counsels to some of the younger guys and tips to help them?
Well, it was nice that he was coming from a system that a few of us were familiar with, so it was easy to communicate with him when he first came here. And then his ability to communicate with the quarterback, he was so used to being with a guy that, you know, they would discuss a lot of stuff, and it was a very similar situation that he walked into to where, you know, our quarterback's going to be able to talk to you and talk coverage and talk scheme and concept and how can we adjust. And Wes has been nothing but a huge advantage for us as far as being able to have almost another coach on the field.
Fewer fumbles is a goal this year, and the green football's been around. Is that on a volunteer basis, or do you decide who gets to carry that?
We got a lot of free time at night, so just kind of walk around the locker room and see who may be the next victim. But, you know, I think I said 48 fumbles. It's 49, but I'm not counting Danny Trevathan's fumble. That is not our fault. We did not get a chance to work with him, but we are going to try to make sure that that's a point of emphasis for us. And I know Coach Fox talked about it, but if we can be a plus turnover margin team, it's not going to do anything but help our team win.
Ronnie Hillman's talking. I talked to him yesterday. He wants to prove people he can still be a guy and earn the trust back. But when you look as a number two guy behind Monte, does that guy need to be a change of pace guy, or can he be similar Monte if Monte were to go down? Because some teams use their second guy as a completely like a change of back or a scat back, if you will.
The way I look at our running backs is we're going to have two to three guys playing every game, and whoever the first guy on the field is, it's irrelevant. Okay. I mean, you never know. It might be Virgil Green one game. And then what's he, the starter?
Right.
I mean, we're going to have two to three guys that are going to contribute every game. Okay. And they all, whatever their skill set is, we're going to make sure that we use them to the best of their ability.
When you look at film as a guy who loves to do that and analyze it, what do you see of Talib when you were game planning against him? Why is he so good?
Well, we felt like he was the toughest guy we went against. He was one of those guys that matched up. And he gave DT everything he could handle. I know in that first game, and then he went out in the second game, but he was battling hard. I mean, we would get open occasionally, but he does such a good job of staying with his guy, and he can mirror him as well as anybody I've seen in man coverage. He does a great job, and he's tough to go against every day. It makes our guys better.
Is it because he's so physical and long and speed, or is it a combination?
I think he's got all those tools, you know, and the ability to get up in the line of scrimmage and press.
Right.
And stay with your guys and not be afraid to get beat deep. That's tough on our receivers.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.